This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're listening on GCN Live. Hey, listen, head over to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion of five things you can do up there. You can also comment on other writers' pieces, that kind of stuff. We do. I think we have at least a half a dozen, about like nine writers. So check it out, comment on it, take the poll, that kind of thing. So this stuff infuriates me. This backseat second guessing wars that we've been through in the past, because we know how much the left likes to twist the information, twist history. They'll tell you they're just trying to tell you the truth. You know, like Pelosi did in that first segment. Yeah, there's no truth there, no truth to be found. So anyhow. The Brian Williams, oh, that was not too smart. Brian Williams said that the reason we dropped. Well, here let's hear what he has to say. Why they let this guy back on the air? I'm at a total loss.
And Brian, just a word, two men you know very well, Dick Lugar and Sam Nunn, the fact that they had this nuclear threat initiative and that they controlled, through a bipartisan act of Congress, controlled the spread of nuclear materials, non-state actors, materials, even in this age of terror, all these decades after the end of the Cold War, is just remarkable, and I don't think they get enough credit for it.
It is, and that is still the threat that people worry about, that this material will fall into the wrong hands. If people have found the U.S. to be preachy in the years since Hiroshima and Nagasaki about the use of nuclear weapons, it's because we're the only nation to have used them in anger. Sometimes I am amazed that the world has been without these weapons all the years since, but it is a point of great pride by the people who've seen to it.
You know, we had the weapons. It's not that we've not had it. We have the weapons. We could wipe out many people. We haven't done it. We haven't even threatened to do it. We don't even know if these puppies will turn on. We the only. See, and the president used those exact words. We are the only nation to use nuclear weapons in anger. We weren't angry. Because if we were angry, if we were the pieces of work that Mr. Williams and other liberals, the loons on the left, say that we are, we wouldn't have stopped there. We had to make it. We could have made more bombs. We could have wiped out, we could have annihilated a whole group of people. Japan would be a radioactive lake today. I'm sorry, not a lake. Be part of the ocean. Be a radioactive sandbar at this point. But we didn't do that. And the people of the day, including the soldiers, you know, Brian, you've never been in war. Not really. Okay, whose butt have you saved by picking up a gun and having to kill somebody else? Or taking a bullet for somebody else? Or. You know, you and Mrs. Clinton would have made a great couple. Think about it. The two of you can't find the truth, but you could have been lying to each other all through your marriage and everything would have been rosy. But to say that we used it in anger, like we lashed out in anger to wipe out a people, no, we did not. We used those bombs to make sure that millions of Americans didn't die. Because you know why? Because, yeah, at that particular point in time, we were more important. We were not the aggressors. We were not the ones starting that. And this is why this stuff, I keep telling you how important it is to make sure your kids understand history. The Japanese didn't even declare war on us until after they bombed us. There was nothing going on. We weren't fighting with them at that particular point in time. They attacked us on a Sunday morning while we were sleeping. From a non-combat... These were not, again, these weren't our enemy. So even if we saw their ships off the coast, we probably wouldn't have gone... We probably would not have been crazy about what was happening. Because we just didn't know. So, Brian, you are incorrect. And what you're assuming and what you're saying is so wrong. Just so wrong. And again, these are the loons on the left doing these things. Right? And he goes on to say, if people have found the U.S. to be preachy in the years since Hiroshima and Nagasaki about the use of weapons because we are the only nation that used them in anger, not preachy. See, we may have used them in anger, but not to take over. No, I don't believe we did. I'm answering him. We didn't use them to take over a country. We didn't use them to threaten another country that if we didn't like what they were doing. We used them to stop another country from wiping out millions more Americans. And even if not millions, hundreds of thousands of more Americans. And don't tell me that we killed millions of Japanese. We did not. Okay, it's that simple. And I believe the reason that other countries haven't used, or you know, like Russia and others during the Cold War, I believe the reason they hadn't used those, haven't used the nuclear bombs, is because they knew that we were the keepers, we were the protectors of the rest, Yeah, not anymore though. Why do you think China's running loose over there in building islands and what have you? Or claiming islands. They're building islands. They're not claiming islands. They're claiming islands after they build them. Think of that. Because nobody here is going to stop them. Nobody. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Oh, let me tell you something. I am so sick of Washington and all its works and all them politicians down there and them congressmen and the congressmen. Boy, I'll bet you won't find none of them congressmen signing down their electric blankets tonight. Because if they did, their secretaries would get up and go home.
Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time that you are with me and being involved in the conversation, whether it be by text or tweeting or sending me an email, joe@therealside.com. So, man, I got more... I just have more stories than I want to, than I can get to. That's really what it boils down to, and I don't mind. I really don't mind. But this stuff is great. So I want to get back. I kind of touched on it with Kira, and I really didn't get down to you talking about it because I got to tell you something. The this whole thing with abortion, part of my fear is we're going to make it, or going to try to make it a non-issue. It's no big deal. It's a safe procedure. You know, the whole nine yards. Okay? It really is that simple. They're gonna oversimplify it, and the millennials and others who really, you know, as Kara rightly blamed me about doing, is that I believe that they're thinking too deep. They're not thinking too deep. You know? The heck is that? So, let me get back to this here. There's the story that I want to hit on is that actress on Conan, who said, whether she believes it or not, is of no concern to me. What's a concern to me is that she said it, and people who are her fans, who love her, who follow her, are going to believe this. Now, she said that she was on the Conan O'Brien show, and she said, abortion is cool. It's like a AAA car towing. Now, on May 26th, Conan O'Brien invited actress and recent Judaism convert Natasha Leggero, I don't know this woman, Leggero praised her new religion for treating abortion as cool, enough to have on every Jewish holiday. After all, she reasoned, it's good to have a backup That doesn't make any sense to fall back on. Now, she said, it's good to have a backup to fall on, just like AAA for cars. So, in other words, because they feel that abortion is okay and fine, which I don't know how many Jews who do, and I know quite a few. It's not like I only know three. Right? It's not how it works. Besides performing as a stand-up comedian, the 42-year-old created a and stars in Comedy Central's Another Period, has acted in films including Let's Be Cops, Neighborhoods, and He's Just Not That Into You. I don't think I've seen any of those. After discussing her recent marriage, Leggero informed Conan that she had recently converted to Judaism by taking the 19-hour course. She was raised a Catholic. Leggero slammed her former Catholic school nun run by school run by mean nuns. They're not mean. I had nuns. Right? I had all kinds of nuns in school when I was growing up. I went to a Catholic school, Catholic elementary school as a kid. She went on to say, maybe they hate women because nuns were so mean to me. She said before slyly inserting, and of course the priests are like so nice to boys. See, this is the hate, again, the hate of the left. Because they see the nuns as being oppressed because they could have possibly made that decision on their own. Right? It's amazing. The nuns have to be oppressed because there's no way they made a decision on their own. She found Judaism, on the other hand, a beautiful religion. You get to have a weekly Shabbat, which is just a party every Friday. Listen to these people. So she still doesn't know what it means. In the middle of her appearance, Leggero revealed just why she was such a fan of Judaism abortion. She says, you're part of this beautiful religion seeped in culture. She gushed about her new religion before adding, and abortions are cool. As the audience laughed, Conan disagreed. I don't think they go around saying abortions are cool, he said, not like the Fonz. Now, his sidekick, Andy Richter, prompted even more laughter by commenting, that's on the PSA, Judaism, abortion is cool. Yeah, see, these guys, there's no reality to this. They don't see any of this as being real. She went on to say, well, you know, I mean, you can get an abortion on every Jewish holiday and it would be okay. Oh, yeah, I'm sure the rabbi would be all for that, right? But when Leggero likened abortion to a contract with a towing company, the audience changed its tune towards her. She said, I'm not saying I'm going to get an abortion, but, you know, it's nice to know. It's like, well, AAA, like you're not going to use all these tows, but no, it's just nice to know. And she stumbled because the audience started booing her. Now, think about that, right? She's all that, or she thinks she is. Think about that. and all of a sudden they turn against her. I think that's wonderful. The cheers and applause returned when Conan said, hey, I just was given a signal that the Jews don't want you anymore. That was perfect. She switched back to her bashing of Catholicism, the religion where they believe that even if you are raped, you should not get an abortion. Right? She said, this is my comedy act. Well, no wonder I've never seen her. Doesn't sound like there's anything funny about her. Here's the thing I don't understand about the left. Yeah, I know, you're not going to like it either, but... So, if it's a rape, it's not a human being. If it's conceived by accident, it's not a human being. If it's conceived because you want to have a baby, then it's a human being till you and your boyfriend break up and then you decide it's not a human being anymore. Because you're going to get rid of it. It's all hypocrisy. It's all a joke. Either it's a human or it's not. How it's created has nothing to do with it. Either it's a human or it's not. It's really that simple. She went on to change her topic, though, for a second. The girl told Conan that she confessed to a priest in Rome that she was converting. He was cool about it, she said, and asked her to still attend church once a year. Conan concluded, I don't know what religion you're going to be in a year, but it will not either be Jewish or Catholic, I guarantee it. Legero has long made abortion a topic of her career. In 2013, she asked in a Facebook post, what are the most popular abortion names? I don't even know what that means. While in 2014, she tweeted that she would no longer perform in states where abortion is illegal. And a Comedy Central 2015 roast of Justin Bieber. The girl laughed about Bieber's non-existent close call with abortion as he sat next to her. Yeah, go ahead. Go throw up. Come on back. I got a lot more coming up for the next break. We'll be back in a minute. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. online at powerprepper.com. That's powerprepper.com. Experience the new manna difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But you got a busy signal, you know why? Because I'm not here. I'm not here. No, I recorded these earlier today for you so that you could enjoy some current events. I picked a whole bunch of topics I think you'll enjoy. They'll make your head explode. And these are the things we're going to be dealing with after the first year, too. We'll keep up with the political stuff. Don't take it the wrong way, but we'll keep up with the political stuff. But I got to tell you, these social issues, they're sliding in. They're getting past. We're not paying attention. You know, Obama and his nightmare isn't the only thing out there. You know, this weekend, that sanctuary city known as Chicago, Christmas weekend, 41 shot, 11 killed. I'm not trying to make fun of the people that were killed. I'm not trying to make a light of the violence. But, I mean, come on, people, for real. You think banning all guns in America is what's going to fix this? I think you got more than a screw loose at that point. If you really believe that that's the fix, you've done absolutely no homework. I mean, really, it's that simple. Anyway. Well, we've got all kinds of stuff. I'm going to have a field day with this. I want the Dems to keep fighting and fighting hard for Trump to close down his foundation. You know, because they didn't have any problems with Hillary. No, nothing. It was okay. Not a big deal. Remember? Just jerks. They're just jerks. I can't even call them hypocrites anymore. Now I don't even know what to call them. Loons? Mentally deficient, morally deficient, I don't even know what to call them. I'm still watching these people talk about how great Hillary would have been as president. She's so honest, she's such a person of integrity. I'm thinking to myself, what planet have you been living on? What drugs have you been taking? And to a comment that I've made off and on plenty of times, which is the UN is an advisory council, people. As far as I'm concerned, that's about all they're useless. The abortion activists launch a campaign at the UN. They want the UN to declare that pro-life groups are anti-human rights. Think about this. This is why I say they're sick. They're sick people. I want you to think about this. Somebody who is pro-life is anti-human rights. I mean, if they can sell this to the American populace, Jesus, come back now, because we have no hope. Absolutely none. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. If the UN buys into this and the American people buy into this, we have no hope. We're done. As a society, as a group, we're going to go the way of the Mayans. Now, pro-abortion activists have launched a new collaboration to attack pro-life and pro-family organizations around the world, and they're becoming increasingly successful in their efforts, including the United Nations, which are falsely described as anti-human rights. Now, the press release of the Observatory on the Universality of Rights, called OURS, explained that the time to act is now. As governments of the world over shifting to the right, most recently the election of Donald Trump in the United States, more power and legitimacy has been given to the anti-human rights actors at both national and international levels. The radical activists fear religious and cultural values that protect the unborn and natural laws against abortion. Natural laws against abortion. They claim that today conservative actors are targeting the system established to protect our human rights. These actors are use arguments based on extreme interpretations of religion, culture, and tradition, along with rhetoric linked to the state sovereignty to roll back fundamental rights, particularly women's rights and gender justice. You like how they throw all this stuff together? Right? Gender justice. What is gender justice? Your right to pick your gender? Is that it? The gender you think you belong with? No matter what. And I'm not just talking male, female. Right, we got all kinds of gender fluidity, gender this, gender that. So anyhow. Yeah, these people have lost it big time. They lost it big time. So they want to, they use arguments based on extreme interpretation. No. When a baby has a heartbeat, is it not a human at that point? Because it can't, look at, I'll use your words for the moment. Some of my conservative friends, please forgive me. That fetus, that blob of cells, when it has a heartbeat, does it have the ability to turn into a dolphin? Maybe a giraffe. What do you think? How about a hippo? Maybe a frog, a tadpole. No, the only thing that thing can turn into is a human. That's it. Nothing left, just a human. So how could it not be human? How could pro-life people who want to protect the sanctity of life, how can they possibly be anti-human rights? How does that happen? I'm trying to figure out this interpretation. I can't. My mind can't wrap itself around it because it's just so... It's like a Salvador Dali painting. It's just not there. What you think you see may not be what you see. Global support to protect the right to life of the unborn child and his or her mother... Now, think about that. The unborn child and his or her mother. From the violence of abortion is growing. Countries are increasingly defending their religious and cultural values as well as their sovereign laws during negotiations at the United Nations. Despite mounting pressure, radical NGOs are increasingly frustrated. The press release includes religious fundamentalists are now operating with the increased frequency, resources, and support in the international human rights spaces. Furthermore, these actors are extremely well-coordinated, building dynamic, issue-oriented affiliations. Issue, or my God, you mean they're making sense. They're building common sense coalitions. Is that what you're saying? Between civil society actors, intergovernmental organization states, and states across regions and religions. OURS, which is the name of the organization, self-described goal is, you ready for this? To monitor, analyze, and share information on these anti-rights initiatives threatening international and regional human rights systems. So protecting a baby's life now is anti-human rights. They say our goal is grounded in feminist framework, not human framework, but feminist framework. The Ours Initiative works across regions, issues, and human rights spaces towards the advancements of social justice. Well, what is social justice? See, again, if they were honest about it, you could get behind some of these things, but they're not. The Democrats, or I should say, the left-leaning progressive, their social rights or human rights or social activism is all around liberalism, not around equality. The furthest thing they're interested in is equality. Because they're the ones, remember, they're the only ones that have the right answers. So why would they want equality? You're just wrong. The effort should encourage pro-life and pro-family organizations around the world and at the UN as a sign of success. Ours acknowledges that the strategies employed by the anti-human rights, those are the people trying to save little humans, but the strategies employed by the anti-human rights actors have already had a substance effect on the international regional human rights. No, they've just basically reached the hearts and minds of some people who might actually be able to do the right thing. She goes on to say, ours is coordinated by the Association for Women's Rights and Development. Members include, I don't even know what these groups are, IPAS, Planned Parenthood, gee, there's a shock, World Council on Churches, that one I got to look up. That one freaks me out. Because I don't know, really? Now, you would think the churches, normal churches, wouldn't have a problem with this now, would they? Right, because they're supposed to be wanting to save life. So I just, again. Wow, I got so many stories I could do, but I'm pretty much out of time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stay with us. A lot of great topics I got for you tonight.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A couple of nitwits.
I love this one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Yeah, I appreciate the time you're with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get involved in the car. Okay, I got one that'll make you throw up. I finally found one, because that is my goal. All right, for the one who sent me the soldier who found out his wife was cheating, and this is what he did. Hey, these are not stories I want to do. You know, this other. I don't want to talk about the heartbreak of these guys that are fighting for us overseas. Not interested. But this one ought to wake you up. Teacher gets pregnant from 13-year-old student. Right? Here's, I don't know how old the teacher is. What is she? 15? So a teacher gets pregnant from a 13-year-old student. But the part that really should throw you over the edge. Is his parents approve? Now I don't. This has been going on for a long time, or else we've been hearing about it a lot more. And these teachers that have relationships with their students, and it's not even a 50-year-old teacher that gets sucked into a relationship with a 17, 18, 19-year-old student. These are like 13-year-old kids. And teachers that might be in their early 20s, how does that happen? I mean, the psych check has to be done better on these teachers. It has to be. I don't want to hear about, oh, well, they fell in love. That's just how two people are. Now, you can't fall in love with a 13-year-old. Sorry. And not only do teachers and professors love to claim that socialist values will help the country and that America is racist, but some even are now acting. You know, it's really funny because we see more and more of these. I don't see the academic community as upset as it seems like everybody's upset at priests. You know, talk about hundreds of thousands of priests. Not that the ones who broke the law did, who preyed on these young kids, not that that was okay, but that is an out-of-control big deal for the media. They'll never let it go when the teachers do it. Well, it's a whole different animal, huh? Right? They're preying on innocent children. The most trusted person in the community is a high school teacher. If you go looking at the surveys that are done, they are the most trusted. Teachers are some of the most trusted people. Kids have a special bond with teachers. This crime should be up there on a line of treason. I mean, seriously, totally take your trust, stamp all over it. You should be able to trust that when you leave your kids with an adult during a day that you're forced to do to a big degree. The government should be responsible for this kind of stuff. This has been going on, like I said, for a long time. A Texas teacher accused of having a sexual relationship with a 13-year-old student turned herself in to police Wednesday. Prosecutors said Alexandria Vera, a teacher at Aldean Independent School District, became pregnant with an eighth-grade student's baby. Okay. Vera claimed that the student's parents knew about and approved the relationship. Do you think that maybe... Did I just say how old she was? No. No. You would think that maybe the parents need to have help, too. Now, I'm looking at pictures of her. I sent you this, Mrs. Producer there. I sent you this one, too. She's not a what's the word they like to use? She's not unfortunate looking. Okay, and I can see where a 13-year-old boy would, you know, find this to be a big deal. But what is she can't get a, she can't get a boyfriend at the bar, a local bar or something? I mean, she can't get a. I don't even understand this. This is sick. Or maybe it's the control she has. Let me see. No, you don't. You know what? Let me send that to you right now. So you can just throw up like I did. Hey, always willing to oblige. Anyway, so she, Vera's being honest by saying that the parents of the child approve of their relationship, then those parents aren't really parents now, are they? Aren't parents supposed to protect their children? And I don't care, some of you guys out there, some of you dogs, are going, oh, hey, a 13-year-old making it with his teacher. That's a, please, I want to do the same thing. It doesn't make it right. Right? The problem we see in today's society is that these parents don't have a problem being their kids' friends. They don't have a problem going along because they don't want any aggravation. That's just not right. I mean, now, parents don't want to be parents anymore. They just want to be buds. Right? I think that's why Bernie Sanders is so popular. Everybody wants to be a friend. But why? What causes? You talk about breaking trust. Come on, think about it. Some people would even say that she's preying on these young kids because, again, it starts with trust. That kid grows or starts a relationship with the teacher because of trust with her. And it really isn't funny. I know some people are laughing about it, think it's kind of cute and whatever, but it really isn't funny. That kid's going to be a dad, what, at 14? And he's a kid. And he's going to be a dad at 14. Why she had an abortion? No, I didn't get that far down. Where'd you find that? Bring your mic.
She became pregnant as a result of the relationship, later had an abortion because she got nervous when Child Protective Services showed up at school in February to investigate her. Because she faces charge of continuous sexual abuse of a child. So she aborted the baby.
So she was afraid that they were going to take the baby, so she decided to kill it. Instead of a loving family having... I don't even know what to call that.
Look, she looks like she's probably a first or second year teacher. She's probably, what, in her early 20s?
You got me.
No,
she looks very young. I'm not going to guess, though, because every time I do, I'm wrong.
No, she's probably in her early 20s. She might be 22.
Unreal.
Not that that makes it okay, but it's not like she's 40 or 50.
No. No, she's not 40 or 50. No. That's obvious. Oh, God bless America, you know? Anyway, yeah, thank you for that. I needed that. So he saved from fatherhood from being thrown into this. This kind of makes you lose, you know, hope in society. She had an abortion because she was afraid. You know what? What's going to change? She still had ongoing sex. Right, she still has continued ongoing sex. You know, with the young man. Maybe not now, obviously. You know, it's just amazing to me. And again, these are teachers. Why isn't she? I know what I'm going to hear now. I was going to say, why isn't she immediately fired? Right? Why is she still have a job? Why are they still letting her in the room with kids? I don't get it. I don't know. I was trying to quit on a positive note. You know what? That's not going to work out though, because I got this thing going off in my head. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Let your friends know about the show. We're here all week.
Now, if a man says to a woman, "I love your shoes," do you find that offensive?
Not at all. Yeah, I think that could really be taken as a microaggression.
Now, if I tell a woman, "Oh, I love your shoes,"
it's fine, I think.
Do you have a foot fetish?
Yes.
Don't women like compliments?
They should. Unless they're crazy. A lot of them are.
If you see someone and you say, "Oh, where are you from?"
That's just something that is really disproportionately targeting people and trying to pigeonhole them in a certain way. It might hurt someone's feelings, make them feel like they don't belong in the area, so it might be a bit hurtful to them.
Are you offended when I ask you, where are you from?
No.
Where are you from?
I'm from India. How about you?
Oh, I've been here for a while. Do you think it's offensive if I invite someone to play golf?
It definitely could be singling out people who haven't had that experience with golf before. I mean, everyone doesn't golf, and maybe everyone doesn't like to go to the club, then.
Who doesn't like to go to the club? If I invited you to play golf, would you be a little offended? Do you have a problem with Christmas break?
Yeah, Christmas.
Oh, you're going to get coal in your stocking.
I mean, winter break's fine. It's technically happening during winter.
What other holiday is around winter?
Kwanzaa.
Should they call it Kwanzaa break?
We should probably recognize a lot of holidays such as Ramadan.
Ramadan's a month long. I actually would support Ramadan break.
Are you Muslim?
No, but I'd convert just for the holidays. If you say to someone, "Hey, how's your girlfriend or how's your wife?" UNC wants you to say, "How's your spouse or how's your partner?"
Well, that's just stupid. How's your spouse? How's your partner? With your significant other? I mean, that's probably the better way to go.
A partner is like Batman and Robin.
Well, no, I mean, there's domestic partnerships.
Are you saying Batman and Robin were, how do you self-identify?
I'm queer, I'm Latina.
You're a Hispanic lesbian.
Yes.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Not at the moment.
What are your feelings on me?
You're an attractive human being, but you're a lot older than me, so probably not.